Erotica. The title of this post is First Time Sharing My Wife. Sit back and enjoy the story.
As my wife Lindsay and I cuddled in bed several weeks ago after a round of passionate and satisfying sex, we playfully bantered about how good we were at it. Lindsay, as she's done many times before, jokingly pointed out that neither of us would really know if we were actually quite bad, given that it had been more than 15 years since we had been with other people in college. We are now 36 and 35 and have been married for 10 years. This time, rather than laughing it off, as I had in the past, I joked that maybe we should give swinging a try. Then we would know for sure if we were good or not. It was an obvious joke, or at least I thought it was, so I was surprised when Lindsay gave a somewhat serious answer. "Do you really think you'd be okay seeing me having sex with another guy?" she asked. I was stunned and didn't know how to answer. In all honesty, watching my wife get fucked has always been a huge fantasy, but I didn't think that was the appropriate response at this point. So I laughed and asked her if that was something she wanted, expecting her to say no. But she admitted that it was something that she thought about from time to time, just general curiosity about what it would be like to be with another man. But she added that she didn't think she'd ever be okay with me being with another woman, so she never gave it any serious thought. Sensing an opportunity to live out a fantasy, I told her that I just wanted her to be happy and satisfied. As we reached our mid-30 seconds and raised to young kids, I told her that it was important to be open with each other and maintain a spark. If her being with other men was something that excited her, I told her that I thought we should at least consider it. For the next several days, we discussed how or when we'd pursue this, whether I'd be involved or just watch, or whether she would meet a man on her own. Eventually, we agreed that if we did do this, it would be best if I were involved in a threesome scenario. We agreed it would be weird if I just watched, and though I didn't say it, the whole point is that I was there to see her getting fucked, so I didn't want her to go on her own. Eventually, we agreed to go online in search of the right guy, and that we'd screen guys together. I'd do much of the pre-screening, and if there seemed to be a good fit, Lindsay would start chatting with the guy. But by the next morning, Lindsay was already proposing an alternate scenario. She wanted to know if it would be okay if the guy we chose was somebody she knew. She told me there was a guy at her CrossFit gym that she'd always liked and thought was hot. She said that even though he was 10 years younger, at just 25, he'd made it clear to her in the past that he was interested in her, but Lindsay had always turned him down. But now, with permission, she kind of wanted to give it a chance. I actually loved the idea of her fucking somebody that she clearly already had thought about and clearly wanted to fuck. It was also exciting to me knowing that other guys out there, especially younger guys, desired my wife. I told her that if he was okay with a threesome, that she should invite him over. Several days later, my wife informed me that her friend, Brady, was interested and that he could come over the following Friday night. It was more than a week away, but I was excited to have something planned. Over the next several days, I noticed Lindsay spending more time on her phone. After getting several glimpses at her texts while she was out of the room, it became clear that she'd already been flirting and exchanging pics with Brady for more than a year. The flirting had been innocent in the past, mostly workout pics in Lindsay's typical workout attire: sports bras and booty shorts, and sweaty, shirtless pics from Brady in return. But in the last several days, the flirting and pics moved from entirely workout-related to much sexier. The chat had drifted to both of their likes and dislikes sexually, and the pictures had become mirror selfies of Lindsay in bikinis, underwear, and even one of her topless with her arm covering her boobs. I had never seen my wife so sexually uninhibited, and it was incredibly sexy. I expected her to be shy about this situation, but she was clearly fully embracing it. Finally, the day arrived. Brady was to come over about 8 p.m., and by 6:30, Lindsay was starting to get ready, shower, hair, makeup, perfume, nails. She was going all out. As she started to get dressed, she pulled on a pair of dark green panties that were lacy on the sides and solid in the middle. They covered most of her ass, but she looked fantastic. They really accented and showed off her thick, athletic thighs. I'd never seen these panties before, as Lindsay usually lounged around the house in comfortable boy shorts. After 10 years of marriage, she always knew where her next lay was coming from. and there was no need to try to impress me, but today was different. After checking herself in the mirror, apparently dissatisfied, she slipped out of the green panties and pulled another pair of lacy pink panties out of her drawer. I'd never seen these either. Both pairs were new, and she was clearly prepared for this occasion. This time, as she pulled on the pink panties, they cut halfway across the middle of her ass, showing the clear definition of the bottom of her ass from the countless squats she does. The panties were almost entirely see-through lace, except for the small crotch. I'd never seen her look so sexy. By this point in our marriage, I still found her attractive, but rarely thought of her as sexy anymore. But looking at her standing there topless, her 36B boobs hanging free, and her thick thighs and curvy ass looking tremendous in her sheer pink panties, she suddenly looked like a total MILF. At 35 years old, and after two kids, she was still super fit. Yes, her hips, thighs, and ass showed signs of motherhood, but not as much as they showed power and athleticism. It was so hot to see her trying so hard to look sexy for somebody that was new and exciting to her. Now, apparently satisfied with the pink panties, she pulled on a pair of incredibly short denim shorts and slipped into a cotton tank top without a bra. Her perky tits had never looked sexier. She headed downstairs, now just 10 minutes before Brady was going to arrive. Brady arrived about 5 minutes early, and Lindsay was quick to answer the door. He immediately commented on how great she looked and gave her a quick hug. Lindsay introduced me and invited him to come in and sit down in the living room. I sat down on the couch, and Brady sat on the adjacent loveseat. Lindsay went to grab us some beers so we could chat and get more comfortable with each other. As she came back, I was curious whether she'd sit by Brady or by me. Without hesitation, she handed me a beer and then walked over and sat next to Brady, her thigh not so discreetly touching his. For 20 minutes, we sat and chatted in what could only be described as awkwardness. Brady, in particular, seemed uncomfortable, and I assume my sitting right there probably wasn't helping. I honestly wasn't sure what to do next, either. I suggested that I had a couple of things to take care of upstairs, but encouraged the two of them to keep getting comfortable. I headed upstairs for about 20 minutes. I was so horny by now that I pulled up pictures of my wife on my phone and started playing with myself a bit. Finally, I headed back downstairs and immediately saw that things had progressed immensely. Lindsay was now straddling Brady's lap, her tank top on the floor, and one of her nipples in Brady's mouth. Brady's hands were stroking her back and exploring her thighs as he suckled on Lindsay's breasts, ever so subtly, to the point she probably didn't realize she was doing it. Lindsay was grinding back and forth gently on his lap and moaning very slightly. I couldn't believe how hot it was. I wasn't sure what to do next, so I sat down on the other couch and began rubbing myself through my pants. After a few minutes, seemingly finally realizing I was there, Lindsay turned her head toward me and asked if she could kiss him. Of course she could, I told her. She immediately kissed his lips. They kissed gently at first, but were soon passionately making out. Lindsay's hands were all over Brady's face, arms and chest, and she was grinding much more aggressively on his lap now. Brady had his hands on her hips and was guiding them back and forth. I saw his hands wander to her ass several times, but he seemed shy to slide it between her legs. After several minutes, Lindsay climbed off Brady's lap and knelt in front of him. She slid off his shorts first, and then his boxer briefs. His hard cock sprung up in the air. It was both long and thick, and he appeared freshly shaved. Lindsay seemed impressed. She smiled up at Brady and took his cock in her hand, stroking gently up and down, but only a few times. She then ran her tongue up and down the underside of his cock, swirled her tongue around the tip a few times, before sliding her lips over his cock, taking as much of him as she could into her mouth. Lindsay has always been incredible at sucking cock, so I wasn't surprised to see Brady close his eyes and lay his head back in pleasure. Finally, I decided to get in on the action. I crossed the room and sat down next to Brady on the couch. I pulled my dick out of my pants and began stroking myself as I watched Lindsay suck Brady's cock. Almost instinctively, without looking up, Lindsay reached over and started stroking me while she continued to suck Brady. After just a minute of sucking my cock, I suggested we go upstairs to the bedroom so we'd have more room. When we got upstairs, Lindsay slipped out of her shorts. Still topless, she was now giving Brady his first glimpse of her sheer pink panties. He commented instantly on how hot she looked, but made no sort of move on her. Lindsay seemed disappointed, but instead sat down on the edge of the bed and pulled me closer. She started sucking my cock again. After a minute, she motioned for Brady to come over, but instead of sucking his cock, she scooted back and laid down on the bed, her head on her pillow. She bent her knees and put her feet flat on the bed and spread her legs apart. For the first time, Brady and I both saw how soaked her panties were. Lindsay reached in her panties and started rubbing her pussy. Then she took Brady's hand and guided it to her pussy. Brady rubbed and fingered her for a moment, then slid her panties off, flipped her over and pulled her toward the edge of the bed. It was the first time he had acted assertively and taken initiative. He seemed to be gaining confidence. He moved behind her, and I assumed he was about to fuck her, but instead, he knelt down behind her and buried his face between her legs. Lindsay loves foreplay and loves being eaten, so I thought she would love this. But after only about 30 seconds, it was her turn to act assertively, and it took me by surprise while I was sliding around to her front side so that she could suck my cock while being eaten out. "One of you is going to need to fuck me," she said, almost impatiently. She didn't have to wait long. Brady stood up, quickly grabbed her hips, and slowly eased the length of his cock into Lindsay's pussy. She moaned immediately as his cock entered her, the look in her eyes showing pure bliss. He pushed slowly in and out at first, letting her grow used to the size of his cock. She grimaced a few times, but seemed to take quickly to his length and girth. After a moment, seemingly sensing she was ready for more, Brady began to take charge. "Lindsay normally doesn't like doggy style and prefers to ride on top of me when we have sex." I wasn't sure how she'd take to this, but she seemed to be thoroughly enjoying every moment. Brady began to fuck her harder and more intensely, but not in the fast, hammering way that I knew Lindsay wouldn't like. Brady held her hips to get leverage and pulled himself deeper inside her. Lindsay moaned and gasped as he fucked her slowly and confidently. He knew what he was doing, and she was loving it. It was so hot that I found myself just watching her get fucked. Finally, I broke the silence. "How does he feel, baby?" I asked. She seemed to suddenly realize I was right in front of her. "So good .. big, she said breathlessly between his thrusts and her moans. She pulled me closer so she could take my cock in her mouth again, but quickly lost focus on what she was doing. As Brady started thrusting faster and harder, her moaning picked up in intensity. Lindsay was always a loud moaner, which usually turns into a sort of whimper as she comes. But I'd never seen or heard her like this. She moaned loudly, exclaimed "oh yes" and "right there" several times, and practically yelled that she was going to come. Her eyes closed, and her moans turned to that familiar whimper as she came on Brady's cock. By now, Lindsay was horny AF. Once she comes once, she usually comes numerous more times, and she seemed eager to make that happen. She pulled away from Brady and pushed me down on the bed. She quickly straddled me and slid my cock into her. She leaned forward and began to passionately kiss me as she slid up and down on my dick, and then ground her hips in circles. She moaned in delight as she came again. Just a minute or so later, she climbed off and began to suck my dick aggressively while Brady fingered her pussy. It took only a minute or two before my cum exploded in her mouth. I couldn't remember the last time I'd done that, since she usually likes me to come in her pussy. It felt amazing as she sucked every last drop out of me. Then she climbed forward and kissed my chest and neck and whispered something to me that I wasn't expecting and that we hadn't talked about. "I want Brady to come inside me, baby," she said. "Is that okay?" With Lindsay on birth control, pregnancy wasn't a fear, and Brady had already been deep inside her without protection. Plus, it sounded so hot to me, and I loved that she was confident enough to tell me what she wanted. I said it was okay. Lindsay laid down on the bed on her back, and Brady climbed on top of her. She lifted her legs in the air and wrapped them around his back. I had a close-up view as Brady slid his bare cock inside her again, and it was one of the hottest things I've ever seen. Lindsay immediately moaned loudly. Brady kissed her neck as he slid in and out of her and thrusted in circular motions. Lindsay came again, this time very quickly. Her exclamations of pleasure seemed to send Brady to the edge. He had started kissing her lips, but now stopped and gazed at her face, watching her continue to come as he pounded her pussy harder and faster. Soon, he gasped and moaned as he came in her pussy. It was a strange sensation for me, seeing another man come in my wife during simultaneous orgasms. But it was clear that Lindsay had loved it. And I knew I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Brady collapsed on the bed beside her, and I gently kissed her for several minutes as she lay between us. After a few minutes, she did the same with him before we eventually got dressed and called it a night.
That was one.